The A-10 Warthog is a twin-engine jet designed in the 1970s as a tank-busting ground support plane to be used during potential Cold War engagements against the Soviet Union and its allies. Over the years, it demonstrated its ability to support ground troops during operations, including the first Gulf War. In recent years, there's been an effort to retire and replace the A-10 fleet and efforts to preserve it. 44 of these planes are stationed at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson, and the Air Force would like to retire all of them. Senator Martha McSally, a former A-10 pilot herself, and Representative Ann Kirkpatrick are fighting those efforts. And joining me to discuss the A-10 program in Arizona and more broadly is Stephen Losey, a senior reporter with Air Force Times. So, Stephen, let's talk more specifically about the A-10 and what it's commonly used for.
The A-10, in recent years certainly, has been the Air Force's pretty much go-to aircraft for close air support. It started to come online in the mid to late 70s. It was originally designed to be a tank killer in the days of the Cold War when the military was afraid that Soviet tanks would run clear across Europe. The idea was to have a tough airplane that can fly slow and low, that can take out columns of enemy armor. Now, today, in the fight against groups such as ISIS, the Taliban, armor such as tanks isn't so much of an issue. But what the A-10 does really well is close air support. When there are U.S. or allied troops on the ground pinned down by enemy fighters, the A-10 can loiter over battlefields for long periods of time, flying slow and low. And when they see enemy fighters endangering U.S. or allied troops, the A-10 can take out those enemy fighters. When soldiers are under fire, there's few things they love hearing more than the burr sound of that cannon.
What are the reasons that there have been such strong efforts off and on to retire this particular craft? It seems like what you've described means it's done its duties very well for a long time and presumably good feedback from operators and commanders. So why has it been under fire for a while?
Well, there were critics of the Air Force about 5 or 6 years ago who said that the Air Force wanted to get rid of the A-10 because it wanted to be out of the close air support business. Now, the Air Force very strongly disagreed with that. The former chief of staff, General Mark Welsh, he vehemently denied that he didn't care that the Air Force didn't want to be in the close air support business. However, it is an older aircraft, and the Air Force was facing the sequestration budget crunch in the early to mid 2010s, particularly, and it was trying to modernize. So there were a lot of things that they were trying to do to cut costs, one of which was an effort to divest the A-10. The Air Force was arguing that the newer F-35 aircraft was going to be able to handle the close air support mission. Other people thought that might be overstating the F-35's ability a little bit much, and they pointed to the fact that the A-10 could fly slow and low and loiter for long periods, whereas the F-35 is a lot faster. One of the A-10's biggest advantages, that slow, low flying ability, can also be a vulnerability. For one was shot down in the early days of the Iraq War. There have been, in the Persian Gulf War, a couple of A-10s were shot down. It's very tough. It's armored with titanium that protects the pilots and other key parts. It can take quite a beating, but it's not invincible. And some feel that if the Air Force were to get into a fight with a adversary with a more advanced air defense capability, that the A-10 would be vulnerable. As a matter of fact, the Russian military lost an Su-25, which is roughly comparable to the A-10, over Syria when Syrian fighters used a portable surface-to-air missile to shoot down that Su-25. Some fear that the A-10 might be vulnerable to similar attacks.
So there have been, on the Democratic side from Arizona, we've had Representatives Ann Kirkpatrick and Ruben Gallego, and also on the Republican side, Senator Martha McSally, who have pushed to keep the planes at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in southern Arizona. Clearly, they have reasons for wanting to protect this. What is lost if the planes would be retired? And how would that affect when it comes to Arizona and it comes to military bases and Davis-Monthan?
Yeah, so the A-10 means a lot to Davis-Monthan. The 355th Wing at Davis-Monthan has, I believe, about 84 A-10s, give or take. That's almost a third of the entire A-10 fleet in the Air Force. I believe they got about 281 right now. If Davis-Monthan were to lose some of those A-10s, it wouldn't, you know, spell the end of the base or anything like that. But that is a good chunk of what Davis-Monthan does. Davis-Monthan has about 6,500 active duty military, another 1,000 Guard and Reserve, 3,000 civilian employees. And I'm sure that there's concerns that if some of the A-10s were to go away, some of those jobs might not be needed.
So in 2019, Boeing was awarded a contract worth nearly $1 billion to rewing 112 of the A-10s. Now, according to Open Secrets, Boeing's contributed money to Martha McSally's campaign, also money to Ann Kirkpatrick's campaign. Certainly that could have some influence. Could that in any way be involved with why they want to extend A-10 because Boeing got involved?
Money always talks. I mean, nobody would ever deny that. I think other factors are, of course, Senator McSally's service in the Air Force and her personal history with the A-10. But I think they also recognize that what's good for Davis-Monthan is good for their constituents and is good for getting their area and as well as for getting themselves reelected. So I think there's a lot of factors that go into the lawmakers' decisions to fight and to keep fighting for the A-10.
All right, that is Stephen Losey. He's a senior reporter with Air Force Times. Stephen, good to talk with you. Thanks.
Good talking to you. Thank you very much.